राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनाचारी यमुना तीर बनाचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनाचारी यमुना तीरा बनाचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे कृष्णा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जयो राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे, जयो राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे, जयो राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर श्री राधे, जयो वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम, जयो वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम, जयो वृंदावन जयो कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम, जयो कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम, जयो कृष्णा बलराम जयो जगन्नाथ बलदेवा, जयो सुभद्रा जयो गौरानिताय 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 जयो गौरानिताय प्रभुपाद 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 जयो जयो प्रभुपाद जयो जयो प्रभु नीताय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौरा हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की प्रभुपाद की जय नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनेति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर टुडेज डिस्कशन ऑफ श्री भागवत पुराण वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 13 टाइटल्ड एज द बिहेवियर ऑफ अ परफेक्ट पर्सन बिफोर आई बिगिन आई सीक द परमिशन ऑफ Venerable Vaishnavas who have assembled here. I seek their blessings before I start doing my seva. We are reading from verse number 25. Yadrachaya lokamimam prapita karma bhir brahman svargapavargayor dvaram तिरस्चाम पुनरस्य च यद्रच्छया लोकमिमं प्रापितः कर्मभिर्भ्रमन् स्वर्गापवर्गयोर्द्वारं तिरस्चाम पुनरस्यच यद्रच्छया लोकमिमं प्रापितः कर्मभिर्भ्रमन् स्वर्गापवर्गयोर्द्वारम् तिरस्चाम पुनरस्य च यद्रच्छया लोकमिमं प्रापितः कर्मभिर्भ्रमन् यद्रच्छया लोकमिमं प्रापितः कर्मभिर्भ्रमन् स्वर्गद्वारं तिरस्चां पुनरस्य च यद्रच्छया लोकमिमं प्रापितः कर्मभिर्भ्रमन् तिरस्चां पुनरस्य च माताजी तिरस्चाम पुनरस्य च वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन यद्रच्छया कैरीड बाय द वेव्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर लोकम ह्यूमन फॉर्म इमं दिस प्रापितः अचीव्ड कर्मभिः बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ डिफरेंट फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज Brahman, wandering from one form of life to another, Swarga, to the heavenly planets, Apavargayoho, to liberation, Dwaram, the gate, Tirascham, lower species of life, Punaha, again, Asya, of the human beings, cha, and translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, in the course of the evolutionary process, which is caused by fruitive activities due to undesirable material sense gratification, I have received this human form of life, which can lead to the heavenly planets, to liberation, to the lower species or to rebirth among human beings. Purport. All living entities within this material world are undergoing the cycle of birth and death according to the laws of nature. This struggle of birth and death in different species may be called the evolutionary process. But in the Western world, it has been wrongly explained. Darwin's theory of evolution from animal to man is incomplete because the theory does not present the reverse condition, namely evolution from man to an animal. In this verse, however, evolution has been very well explained on the strength of Vedic authority. Human life, which is obtained in the course of the evolutionary process, is a chance for elevation, svargapavarga, or for degradation, tirascham punarasyacha. If one uses this human form of life properly, he can elevate himself to the higher planetary systems, where material happiness is many thousands of times better on this planet, better than on this planet. Or one may cultivate knowledge by which to become free from the evolutionary process and be reinstated in one's original spiritual life. This is called apavarga or liberation. Material life is called pavarga because here we are subjected to five different states of suffering represented by the letters pa, pa, ba, bha, and ma. Pa means parishrama, very hard labor. Pa means pena or foam from the mouth. For example, sometimes we see a horse foaming at the mouth with heavy labor. Ba means bhyartata, disappointment. In spite of so much hard labor, at the end we find disappointment. Bha means bhaya or fear. In material life, one is always in the blazing fire of fear, since no one knows what will happen next. Finally, ma means mrityu or death. When one attempts to nullify these five different statuses of life, pa, pa, ba, bha, and ma, one achieves apavarga or liberation from the punishment of material existence. The word tirascham refers to degraded life. Human life, of course, provides an opportunity for the best living conditions. As Western people think, from the monkeys come the human beings who are more comfortably situated. However, if one does not utilize his human form of life for swarga or apavarga, he falls again to the degraded life of animals like dogs and hogs. Therefore, a sane human being must consider whether he will elevate himself to the higher planets, prepare to free himself from the evolutionary process, or travel again through the evolutionary process in higher and lower grades of life. If one works piously, one may be elevated to the higher planetary systems or achieve liberation and return home, back to Godhead. But otherwise, one may be degraded to a life of a dog, as a dog, as a hog, and so on. As explained in the Bhagavad Gita 9.25, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan. Those interested in being elevated to the higher planetary systems, Devaloka or Swargaloka, must prepare to do so. Similarly, if one wants liberation and wants to return home back to Godhead, he should prepare himself for that purpose. A Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the highest movement for the benediction of human society, because this movement is teaching people how to get back home, back to Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 13.22, it is clearly stated that different forms of life are obtained by association with the three modes of material nature. Karanam gunasangosya sadasatyoni janmasu. According to one's association with the material qualities of goodness, passion, and ignorance in this life, in one's next life, one receives an appropriate body. Modern civilization does not know that because of varied association material nature, the living entity, although eternal, is placed in different diseased conditions known as the many species of life. Modern civilization is unaware of the laws of nature. Prakriteh kriyamanani gunaih karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the performer of the activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. BG 3.27. Every living entity is under the full control of the stringent laws of material nature, but rascals think themselves independent. Actually, however, they cannot be independent. This is foolishness. A foolish civilization is extremely risky, and therefore the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to make people aware of their fully dependent condition under the stringent laws of nature, and is trying to save them from being victimized by strong Maya, which is Krishna's external energy. Behind the material laws is the supreme controller Krishna, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Therefore, if one surrenders to Krishna, mam eva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite, one may immediately be freed from the control of external nature. Sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. This should be the aim of life. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishna Vamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Yam Pravrajantam Anupeta Manupeta Krityam Dvaipayana Viraha Katara Ajuhava Putreti Tanmayataya Taravo Bhinedu Stham Sarva Bhuta Hridayam Munimana Tosmi Hare Krishna. So, welcome all of you. So we are continuing to read this chapter which talks about the behavior of the perfect person. Here we have seen Prahlad Maharaj is gone on a pilgrimage and he is meeting this Brahmana who is doing what vritti? Ajagara vritti. Ajagara vritti is like vritti of a python. So before we begin, Suta Goswami offers his obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami in the second chapter of the Bhagavatam, first canto. Yasvanubhavam akhila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepam atititir satam tamondham samsarinam karunayah purana guhyam tam vyasasunum Upayami Gurum Muninam. So here Suta Goswami is paying his obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami. For what? For giving us Srimad Bhagavatam. Akhila Shruti Saram Ekam. Shruti means the Vedas. And here the cream of the Vedas or the summary of Vedas is given where? Akhila Shruti Saram Ekam. There is only one cream. What is that cream? Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Suta Goswami is glorifying Shukadeva like you are Swanubhavam. Swanubhavam. When did Shukadeva Goswami speak this? When he had Anubhava. Anubhava and Anubhava. Anubhava means when he has actually assimilated it by his experience. यह मीन्स यह स्वानुभावम अखिल श्रुति सारमेकम अध्यात्म दीपम, यू आर द लाइट ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअलिस्ट्स, यू आर द दीपम अतिथि तीर्थताम तमोंधम. You are the one who will drag us out of these nations. Samsaranam. Samsarinam means this material existence. Karunayah, out of causeless mercy, you have given us this Purana Guhyam. This is very secretive Purana, very mystical, very mysterious. Tamvyasa Sunum. The word sun from English, sun means beta. Comes from Sunum. Sunum is a Sanskrit word for sun. Vyasa Sunum, the son of Vyasadev, Upayami Gurum Muninam. So I pay my obeisances to you, Shukadeva Goswami. So he pays his obeisances and then starts to speak. Suta Goswami in the sages of, in the Naimisharanya to the sages. Now, we are seeing how Prahlad Maharaj has inquired with this Brahmana, and now the Brahmana is speaking. And here, he has spoken about Yadrachaya Lokamimam. This word Yadrachaya also is a very interesting word because Yat Ichchaya. Yadrachaya, in Sanskrit, there is no word for coincidence. It's interesting. There is no word for coincidence in Sanskritam. Coincidence karke koi shabd hi nahi hai. Because the word akasmat, we use this word akasmat, the word yadrachaya, the actual etymology behind this is kasmat means it happened, akasmat means it happened without any reason. That's what usually it is translated as. But the Vaishnava Acharya say, kasmat means which happened, akasmat means which happened according to akarosmi bhagavan iti akasmat. Means that which happens according to the will of the Lord. That is akasmat. There is nothing called coincidence. It happens according to the will of the Lord. Everything happens only because of the will of the Lord. Similarly, yadrachaya means yata ichchaya. Yata means his ichcha. It happens because of his ichcha. So, yadrachaya lokamimam. Prabhupada translates lokam as human form because lokam means we are accustomed to this material form of life and it's only in the human form of life we can realize this material existence. Prapitaha, prapt, we have obtained this human form of life because of karma bhir brahman. We have traveled many life forms and that is happening because of our karma. Now, and then swarga apavarga dwaram. This karma and this traveling of human existence in so many life forms because of karma opens us gates into swarga and apavarga. Tirascham punarasyacha. So there are three things that have been mentioned in the verse. Swarga, apavarga and tirasya. Tirascha means one who is the lower species of life. So we are going through the cycle of birth, repetitive birth and death. Because of what? Because of my own karma. And because of the will of the Lord, yadrachaya. So that is what in essence this verse is talking about. And this is an answer to Prahlad Maharaj that the Brahmana is saying that I am here because of my own karma. I have got a human form of life. It's interesting. Narada Muni, what was Narada Muni in his previous birth? Son of a maid servant. And before that? Correct. Upabarhana. He was a Gandharva. He was a musician in the Swarga Lokas, in the Gandharva Loka. And what did he do? He did an offense in the assembly of the Brahmaji and he got cursed. What was he cursed as? Yes, but he was cursed to become what? To become a human. So generally, when the Devas are cursed, they say you go and take birth as a human. So it's actually human is a very low class for them. So that's why they curse them to become a human. But for us, human is the last pinnacle of our springboard to get out of this material existence. So human form of life is very important in the sense that although the Devatas deride it because from their perspective human form of life is a very low class living because Devatas live a subtle life. They don't have a gross body like us. So their life is not gross. But human form of life is still gross, but it gives us an opportunity because it's only in the human form of life that we can develop consciousness. So therefore, the Vedas and the scriptures also talk about evolution theory, but our evolution theory is evolution of monkeys, evolution of consciousness. And Prabhupada in the first paragraph challenges the Darwin's theory of evolution. We all read and we are, very famously taught this And why is it important to understand evolution? The modern scientist, the modern school, modern teaching also teaches us, isn't it? Evolution. Who are the first living beings in this planet, according to school theory? Huh? No. They go back to dinosaurs, isn't it? And then comes monkeys and whatnot, and then comes humans, and then our tail vanished because of natural selection, and then we don't have a tail anymore, and now we become human, humus erectus or something. We started standing and walking on 2 feet. This is Darwin's theory of natural selection. It is said that Darwin in his personal life had a daughter, and she was going through tough times of ill health. So he thought there cannot be a God. In fact, Darwin's first desire was to become a father in the church. He wanted to become a preacher in the church. But because he saw the helpless nature of his own family, of his own health in the family, he thought there must be no God, because God cannot be so rude. And then he came up with his theory of evolution by natural selection, is what it's called. So Prabhupada says, this theory is not verified at all. It is just still speculation to a large extent. We have a great follower of Charles Darwin even today. What is he called as? Have you heard of Charles Richard Dawkins? Have you heard of him? He's written a very famous book called as The God Delusion. He says there is no God. There's absolutely no God. It's a very interesting book. It's a bestseller. It's a bestseller because atheists like such books, because they were wanting to have an opportunity to think in illusion that I am independent. There's no one who's controlling me. I can be born when I want to be born, and I can die when I want to die. As if, you know, he had sent an email to his mother to say, "Excuse me, mom, I would like to be born on the 26th of January, 1995. See, is that possible? It's not. And still he claims to say there's no God. There's no God. Everything happens by natural selection. And there's a debate between him and there's a famous mathematician called John Lennox, I think. He's a very famous scientist mathematician. And there's a very good debate. If you are interested, go and watch it. Because he's a scientist again. So he's debating a mathematician. But unfortunately, he's a theist. Right? He's a Christian who believes in the Bible. And Richard Dawkins is an atheist. And John Lennox is trying to defeat him in his own argument to say, you are saying everything happens by natural selection. Everything happens by universe. How did I get created? The universe created me. Who created the universe? Well, you see, I beg to differ because blah, blah, blah. He goes on beating around the bush, but he doesn't explain where did the universe come from. Universe came by itself. How? The Big Bang Theory. So, but then when we say everything came from God, then he says, where did God come from? He asks the same question. So this is where chicken and the egg, and everybody is caught in the principle of chicken and the egg. If there was a cause for God, then he is not God, for God's sake. Is it not? God means he is the ultimate. Krishna says, Mattaha parataram na anyat. There is no cause for me, Arjuna. I am the last man standing. Mattaha parataram na anyat. Kinchidasti dhananjaya. Mayi sarvam idam protam sutre maniganaiva. Krishna says this very clearly. Otherwise he wouldn't be called as God. So why are we calling him as God if there was a cause for him? So he exists without cause. Every cause emanates from him. This is called Karana Tattva in the philosophy of Vedic Shastras. Karana Tattva, Karana. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat yonisu janmasu. So Krishna, Prabhupada writes here that everything in this material world, the Karana is the three modes of material nature. So how is that? If you understand, now this book, according to Vedas, what is the Karana for this book? The Karana for this book is paper. What is the Karana for paper? Wood. What is the Karana for wood? The seed. What is the Karana for seed? Another seed. And then if you go on cyclically like this, you will end a point where there is no Karana. That is the end Karana. He is called Govinda. Anadir Adir Govindam Sarva Karana Karanam. That is what is called as Govinda. He is God. That is why he is God. So it's a very interesting debate. And why it is very appealing to those who are atheistic mindset is because their internal desire is they want to be independent. I don't want any laws to be applied to me. Although they are completely under the grip of material nature. They are completely under the grip of material nature. Yet they deny the existence of God. Why? Because ignorance is bliss. It's very nice because I think I'm independent. I think I'm independent. He doesn't know when he will die. And he thinks he dies because the natural body naturally fades away and then I will die one day. He does not know why the body naturally fades away. Why someone who even in a very old body can live up to 95, 100, why someone can live, why someone cannot. And now there is another alternative theory being proposed called as the gene theory. So there are, now they're saying evolution, theory of evolution is just one of an explanation for our existence, but there may be many other theories and things like that. So therefore Prabhupada defeats that theory in the first paragraph to say, it is very foolish, it's a very foolish argument, evolutionary process. So therefore, it's a very fake theory. And you will see in that debate that I was mentioning that he does not answer very logically. Richard Dawkins does not answer very logically. And there's another debate where he argues with some Christian preachers and he says, everything has come out of nothing, very confidently. And then the preacher say, oh well, can you please tell us what is nothing? Then he goes on 10 minutes to define what is nothing. And then everybody laughs and he gets annoyed. He says, why are you guys laughing? That is because you took 10 minutes to define nothing. He was defining nothing means etc, etc. He went on beating around the words. And this is called word jugglery. And he's trying to prove everything has come out of nothing. And nothing means what? Nothing means whatever, the gamma, beta, etc, 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 etc. That is something then. It is not nothing. Why are you calling it as nothing? It is something. So something only can come out of something. So they don't agree. So therefore it is a vyartha vakyartha, it is called as. Vyartha vakyartha means it is just only, vakyartha means to just speak for the sake of speaking. There is no logic, there is no sanity in that speak. So in this verse, Prabhupada writes, evolution is explained. And interestingly, in here, the example given is Ajagara. Ajagara is python. He's a python man. Python man means what? It doesn't mean that he looked like a python. It means that he was sitting in one place. Actually, if you go near the Ganges, even today, or Vrindavana, you'll see many people like this. They also call it as Akashavritti. Akashavritti means they'll be sitting in one place and meditating, either looking at Yamuna or looking at Ganga and meditating. They will meditate as long as they want to without having the notion of, let me go and earn some money, let me build a home, let me buy a car, let me buy some mortgage, and now I have a mortgage, I'll go and work, I'll earn a living, then I'll have a wife, I'll have children, I'll expand my ego. They're not bothered about anything like that. And they're also called as Akashavritti. They go through something called as Akashavritti. What it means is, they completely depend on the will of the Lord for their sustenance. So they sit in one place. It is said, there are many rishis, even the sages, if you read the saints of Bengal, the saints of Raja, you'll see there were many saints like this. Like there are examples where a saint will sit in one place for days together. And if the Lord arranges food for him, he will eat. If nobody brings food for him, he will not eat. Whatever is conducive, he eats. If it's not there, he won't. And sometimes there will be a feast. Sometimes the food will be stale. Sometimes there will be no food at all. But he is not bothered. Anudvigna. Anudvigna. We will see this verse in the Stita Prajna section of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Anudvigna. Udvigna means very anxiety. Huh? Kab aayega, khana kab aayega? When will the food come? Oh my God, I'm hungry. He's not meditating to think, let's see, some donor has come here. He's coming? Oh, he's getting a bag? Maybe he's getting roti and sabji. And then he will meditate like, no, it's not like that. You know what I mean? He's not a beggar who is waiting for food. So that is what is called as Ajagaravritti. Ajagaravritti means he stays in one place and he lets the food come to him. Completely depending on the will of the Lord. Now why there was I was interested to know, Veda Vyasa is comparing such great saints to a python. Many times in the scriptures, humans are compared to animals. Although we say animal is a lower life, lowest life, we say as strong as a lion, as brave as a lion, as strong as a bull. We compare strengths and characteristics to animals. As immovable like a python, we say, because in the 21 gurus, in the later cantos, we will say among the 21 gurus, python also is one of the gurus we have to learn. The reason is, the animalistic form of life, are they doing it knowingly? Let's say a bull is strong. Do you think the bull will know that it is strong and I'm very strong, look at me, I'm very strong? No, it is conditioned. It is conditioned, but it is strong, that's all. So therefore, it is only human consciousness that can actually assess that a bull is strong. So therefore, I can apply the strength of the bull in plowing the land. Of course, the bulls are fast vanishing. Many times we talk of protection of cows. We don't talk of protection of bulls. Actually, as long as there is no protection of the bulls, there cannot be protection of the cows. People don't remember that. The bullock carts have to return to Vrindavan. Then probably we'll see the protection of the cows. I saw, we were in the southern part of India. I have a photo where I can show you. You know the old car, ambassador cars? Ambassador is an old type of a car. It's like an elephant. It's a huge car. They had truncated the front portion of the car. Literally, they had cut it off and they had hooked it onto a bullock cart. So I said, wow, that's a wonderful design. So I was thinking you should design a rath like this. So he'll open the door of the ambassador and he'll sit in the car and close the door, but it is pulled by two bulls. So it is an amazing design of how you can modify a bullock cart into a comfortable rath, you know, and still the bulls can be applied to pull. And the bulls like to pull because it's innate strength. It wants to apply it. So in the same way, a python generally is waiting for a prey and then it squeezes the prey and kills it. I was just trying to understand, what does a python do? It is said sometimes the python can feast. You know, a python is just this thick sometimes, but it can open its mouth literally 5 times the size of its own diameter. It can literally open its mouth like this. And somewhere in the Indonesian region, a python is famous for even swallowing deers. It can open its mouth as big as that. So therefore, ajagara vritti. Now I was thinking, how interesting our acharyas would have been. They observe animals also, to observe a python and then compile it here in the Bhagavatam. So you must know that they will know even animals and reptiles as well in the forest. So it's not that they were not scientists. They were scientists of the highest cadre. So therefore, ajagara vritti is very interesting. So the idea is, don't even get into any entanglement. Just sit in one place and let Krishna take take hold of my life. So therefore, many people take the opportunity to get into Brahmacharya ashram. They say, I don't want even to get in an entanglement of grihastha form of life. And they are safe in the Brahmacharya ashram because their vritti is different. Their vritti is, they don't want to go and earn, settle down, build a house and get into the entanglement of the material nature. Of course, the fight that the brahmacharis fight or sannyasis fight is a different fight. Their fight is on a subtle level. But the fight of a grihastha or people who are bound in the external world is external. So, the word vritti itself, vritti means what? Vritti means? Vritti means work. Vritti means activity. Why does someone do any activity? Sorry? We are conditioned not to stay idle, okay? Daily needs. Daily needs, okay? Why does anyone do vritti at all? Why does someone do some activity? It is correct. All your answers are correct. Because a soul intrinsically is dynamic. It cannot stay in one place. It has to do something, right? But the problem is, the moment we come into this material form of life, we try to do vritti by feeding to these material senses. That is what is called vritti in a general sense. We go to work. And that vritti, that naukri, or that kaam pe ja rahe hum log. So that becomes a vritti of a human. But that is not as what is called as, generally vritti means the activity or the occupation of someone. But generally, the occupation of a soul is what we have to understand. So Prabhupada in the second paragraph speaks about the material life is called as pavarga, because in the form of vritti, as soon as a jiva comes into this material world and identifies himself to be the body, then his vritti starts as what? To be identified to feed this body. I have to feed this body, I have to work, I have to feed my senses, my body, my senses, and then my expansion of my senses, my children, my wife, my community, my religion, my caste, my citizen, my country. Now, today is 26th, Republic Day, isn't it? So my country. So the expansion of the ego is there. So the vritti is external focus. But the problem is, so what is the problem then? What is the problem in this material life? Because any activity we do in this material life, there is always dissatisfaction, is it not? There is not a point in time when I would say, now I am completely satisfied with my work and therefore I will not do any more vritti. Is it not? But the innate desire is there. People were very excited in the office yesterday because it was a long weekend. Why? Because I don't have to work for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3 days. Enjoyment. Don't have to go to work. It's a good thing, isn't it? So that means there is an innate nature in us to say, I don't want to work. Now there are two contradictory things. A soul is dynamic. It has a tendency to work, but its tendency to work is to enjoy. But it has a tendency to work to enjoy, but it doesn't want to go to work in the enjoyment that we feel is enjoyment. You know what I mean? What I mean to say is, someone goes to work but he's not enjoying it. But there is an innate tendency in the soul to do something so that I can enjoy. You see two contradictory livings? It's called duplicity. In this material world, everybody wants to do something apart from what they are doing, thinking that that will give me enjoyment. So what do? They travel a lot. They go to, what is the famous destination of Australians? Where they go? Gold Coast, all right. Somebody said? Bali, you see? Very famous. Bali allures Australian tourists. Why do they go to Bali? Because they feel, I can get some happiness there. I'll get some happiness there. Then do you think they will be happy there? Maybe a week or two. Then they'll think, maybe next time I'll go to the Himalayas. They'll go to Himalayas. Then they'll say, maybe I'll go to Sahara Desert. They'll go to Sahara. Then they will think, I'll go to Canada in mountains, you know, I want to feel something cold. This is called chapala sukha, and they will not get satiated anywhere at all. So this is called pavarga, because even in the pursuit of enjoyment, the material living, the living entity, the jiva, is struggling hard to find some enjoyment in so many things, but he still doesn't find. So therefore, in the shastras, what it says is, generally material life is classified as trivarga. There are three goals which the shastras say. What are the three goals that the shastras say? Yes? Okay. Anyone else? What are the four goals of human ends, or the human ends? Yeah, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So it is called as dharma, artha and kama. There are three human ends which is called as trivarga. Anyone is saying, I want these three human ends, they are bound to suffer. For example, somebody says, I want to make a lot of money. That is why I exist. My Shiksha Guru, Nanda Baba Prabhu, was giving me an example. He had a colleague and they had an argument, and the colleague said, and Prabhu was preaching to him, he says, whatever you desire, Krishna will fulfill it. He says, I don't believe that Krishna will fulfill my desire. No, he said, yes, Krishna will fulfill it. Okay, will Krishna fulfill that? I want to become very rich. I want to become so rich that I should be very happy. I want to become rich. Yes, you desire it. Krishna will fulfill it. There's no doubt. But your desire has to be strong. And your desire has to be single-pointed. He says, yes, my desire is single-pointed. I want to become rich. And you don't have any other desires? No. Then Prabhu asked, what are you going to do with that riches? Well, I'll enjoy with my family. Hang on. You said you had one desire to become rich. Now, where is enjoying with your friends and family coming here? No second desire. You wanted to become rich? Stick to that desire. That means at the cost of you losing your friends, at the cost of you losing your health, you will become rich. No. I want health. I want good friends. I want friends and family. I want good life. I want happiness in my family, peace of mind in the house, everything. And I want to become rich. Then Prabhu said, you don't have a single goal, man. Then it's difficult. There's no single pointed goal. If you have a single pointed desire, you will get it. So therefore, Prabhu was convincing him that we do not know what we want. That's the problem. And we think becoming rich will make me happy, but at the same time, I want to be happy with my friends. I want to share my wealth with my friends. But at the same time, I want to maintain my health. At the same time, I want to be peaceful. So therefore, generally, this is what's happening in the material world. This is called as dharma, artha, kama. All of these three goals. If somebody is saying, I want to become rich, which is artha, wealth. It is said, among the four human ends, the lowest and the low class human end is artha. Living only for making money is the lowest. Because a human form of life is meant for higher realization, not to just live and earn and make money. Sometimes, I mean, in today's life, only people who are very rich are role models in the society. Whom do you want to become? I want to become Mr. Musk. Whom do you want to become? I want to become Mr. Gates. Mr. Windows, whatever, you know. This is what people aspire to become for. They don't want to become like Srila Prabhupada. They don't want to become like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They don't want to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamijis. Why? Because it does not appeal to them. Their lifestyle does not appeal to them. Who wants to live under a tree every day, a different tree? I like my bed and do a quilt, you see. So, generally, people who live for these three human ends, or these three human ends are called as Trivarga. What is that? Artha, Dharma, and Kama. Kama means desire, sense gratificatory desires. So, one who wants to go beyond this Trivarga are called as Apavarga. What is the fourth human end? Which is Moksha. One who wants to get out. Therefore, Varga also means a class of people. A class in the society. Varg Vishesh. We say, na, Varg. Kaun se varg se hain, we say in Hindi. Varg means one class of people or one group of people. So if you want to go out of this Trivarga class, you have to become Apavarga. And Prabhupada says, in Sanskrit language also, there is a pun. You know what's a pun? Pun is a word jugglery. You use words to mean something else. So when you are learning Sanskritam, the consonants, there are vowels and consonants. In the consonants, we have ka, kha, ga, gha, na, you know, ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. You have ka, cha, cha, ja, jana, ta, ta, da, da, na, ta, ta. You know the consonants that we have. In the consonants, there is ka varga, cha varga, ta varga, ta varga, and pa varga. They're called consonants. And each of these consonants, if you see phonetics, ka comes from your throat, cha comes from your palate, like that. And pa comes from the lips. It's called lipsal. So this word pa, P, B, B, M, this consonant, Sanskrit language is used to remind us of the dangers of this material life. Prabhupada says, P is what? P means parishrama. Parishrama means hard labor to do what? To try to squeeze some happiness out of this material life. P means what? Penakam. Penakam means you are so tired. You go to work and you come back home, and you're tired already. And there's no energy left. There's no energy left. I was in India last month. And life there is really difficult. Because you have to spend at least 2 hours every day, 3 hours every day traveling from between home and work. 3 hours. So by the time you come back home, it is 8 p.m. in the night. And it's so tiring. And I really had to pay obeisances to every devotee who is practicing Krishna consciousness there. Because it's very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness in India. Because work life is so difficult. To sustain oneself is very difficult. It's hard struggle. And still devotees are able to manage. Some devotees were chanting. They're finishing their 16 rounds before coming to Mangalarti. That was quite amazing. And how Krishna is empowering them. So, Phenakam means tired. They work hard and they get tired. And then means bandha. Bandha means, Prabhupada translates it as bhyartatha, means disappointment. Those who work and pay the mortgage and their bills, you will know. When the salary comes in on the first of the month, you'll feel very happy because your balance will show in the bank account. By the end of the month, the balance is almost zero because the money has gone away to the mortgage, to the bills, electricity bill, water bill, and there is not left much in the bank account. You know, then disappointment. Then again, from the first, the guys will start working hard. This month I'll work really hard and make some extra money. You see, so this is a vicious cycle. So it is parishrama, then pena. Pena means saliva, that saliva, you are salivating because you are working very hard. And then byarthata or bandham, because the more you are working, the more we are getting bound by the results of this material world. So it is byarthata, Prabhupada writes. And then last bha is bhayam. Why is bhayam here prevalent in this material world? That is what the insurance companies are, isn't it? Somebody is working hard, then don't worry, sir. I went to my bank, and he said they'll give me a personal, I don't know what they call it, personal banker. Then he said, we are here to help you, sir. And he took me to a room, and he said, he looked at me, how old are you? I said, I'm 40 plus. Have you insured your car? I said, yes. Have you insured your house? I said, yes. Have you insured yourself? I said, no. Do you know you have bought the car? Do you know you are the reason the house exists? But you have insured the car and the house, but you, because of you, the house and the car exist, but you have not insured yourself. Buy an insurance for yourself. I said, oh my God, I didn't realize this. I had to buy an insurance myself. And you know what? It is not you alone. It is your income which has made you the car. Have you insured your income? I said, no. Insure your income, he said. Oh my God. And I said, okay. Insuring the income, insuring me. How much does it cost, sir? Don't worry about that. I'll give you the numbers later. And then he went on half an hour giving me the numbers, and he convinced me after I came out. I said, oh my God, I haven't insured myself. What suppose if I die? And who will pay the mortgage? You see, this is how bhayam. He created fear in me. Because now you've built the empire. You want to protect your empire. Even at the cost that even when I am not there, my empire should be protected. Don't worry, there is life insurance. We will secure your empire after you've gone. What happens, we do not know. So, in this world, these pa, pa, ba, bha, ma, and finally, ma is what? Mrityu, death. Death will complete it all. Death will remove everything out. Nothing will be taken with me, not even the insurance. Insurance will be given to someone. And I learned that there needs to be a will also. On top of it, you have to write a will. If there is no will, the government will take over your property here. I didn't know that. And the son or daughter has to say, I am the son of this person, I want, this is my father's house. Okay, prove that you are the daughter, prove that you are the son, the government would ask, and then he or she should prove. It's quite ridiculous, isn't it? So that means it's quite a dangerous world we are living in. And we work so hard, but in the end everything is destroyed by mrityu. Mrityu harascha, harascha. Now in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami writes a verse, yata parabhavam phe nilavaktranam cha bandham cha bhitim cha mritim cha kritva pavargadadapi shikhanda maule tvam shatravanam apavargadosi. O Krishna, you are the one who gives us, who gives to your enemies this papa baba man. That is parishrama, phena, bondage, fear, and mrityu. You give your enemies all of this. But your devotees, what do you give? You give abhayam. That's what Rupa Goswami writes. So, Prabhupada then says, the dangers of human existence is, one can not only be a human and go to Swargaloka, but they can also fall down into the lower species of life, which is very dangerous actually. Which is a very dangerous precedence, to go back to lower species of life. It's not disrespectful. It is because when we go to lower species of life, the only opportunity to understand our consciousness is lost. The only opportunity to blossom our consciousness is lost. So therefore, that is why it is very dangerous. Otherwise, taking birth as a dog in Australia is quite comfortable, is it not? Better than most people, humans live in places where they don't have two meals to eat. My friend, I don't know, I've told this many times, my friend is jealous of her dog because every day she leaves her house to office, she sees her dog coils on the sofa and then bids her goodbye and sleeps. She says, "Oh my God, I'm jealous of you. When I'm going to work, you sit on the sofa and snore and then you sleep the whole day while I work, and then the dog has 3 meals a day and sleep, you know." Umahe, we say in Kannada, you know, eating, sleeping and defecating. So 3 things the dog is happily doing, and she wants to do that. And she's jealous of the dog. So therefore, some people might desire to become a dog in Australia because they think it is comfortable. But they do not know that it is a very painful situation from the perspective of a jiva. Many times we are asked, look inside. You know, we are said, look inside. Stop looking externally. Look internally, we are asked. What does it mean to look internally? What does it mean to look internally? Huh? Yes, Apurva? Introspection from where? From the perspective of the soul. That is very important. Generally, when we say look inside, we will look inside the body. We will look inside the body. Why is it wrong? Because your point of reference is the body here. That is not what looking inside means. Looking inside means looking from the point of reference of the soul. Look into your soul. Don't stand on the platform of the body and then look inside. Because you are on the bodily platform. What can you understand when you are looking at the soul from the body platform? You have to stand on the spiritual platform and look inside. Then that is called looking inside. So many times, looking inside internally means looking at a spiritual side, not looking it from the mental perspective. Because when you stand on the bodily platform, you are only looking at your mind. And your mind is looking at the body. That's it. We can't go inside. So inside means looking from a spiritual platform, looking at the level of the Atman. So that is what is required. So therefore Prabhupada culminates the cream of this purport is the last section. Prabhupada says, our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the highest movement for the benediction of human society. I can share this with my personal experience actually. I sometimes think, if you're born as a, we will save the questions in the end, Prabhuji. Keep it with you, it's very important. If I was born in, let's say, any other sampradaya, so-called Vaishnava sampradayas, or born as a so-called scholar, a Sanskrit scholar, or a Brahmana, etc. by birth, honestly, the chances of knowing Krishna will be very minimal. Why? Because it is only in ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that access to Radha and Krishna has been given to everyone, every form of human being and even animals. No other movement in this entire creation has this ability to give Krishna consciousness to anyone and everyone. Actually, this is the apara karuna of Srila Prabhupada and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us the highest benediction to one and everyone. I have a very close friend of mine. I know him from the past 30 years. And he's a Vaishnava. You know, after coming to ISKCON, I asked him one thing. Hey, I knew you were a Vaishnava, but for the last 30 years, you have not told me once to chant the name of the Lord. Not once. Why? You know what was the answer he said? He said, I did not, because I did not know whether you were eligible to take the names of the Lord or not. So therefore, Krishna says, don't reveal it to someone who are not eligible. So therefore, I did not know you are eligible, so I did not reveal. This was his stance. But what do we do? Irrespective of the eligibility, we give everyone. Irrespective. Even at the cost that Krishna says, this should not be revealed to one who is inimical towards Krishna, we still reveal it. Prabhupada says we should take that risk. We should take that risk. And Krishna likes that. Here is my devotee who is trying to give Krishna to everyone. So therefore, I told my friend, look, I'm not claiming I'm a devotee, but at least I was given a chance by Prabhupada. I was given a chance. And I can see it is, Prabhupada is continuously giving a chance to people around the world.
Every day there are hundreds and thousands of people. That's why when people walk into our temples, we just don't do archana and then allow them to go and collect their money in the hundi. And no, we tell them, buy a book, tell the mantra, chant Hare Krishna, open your mouth, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. With some people, great difficulty they open their mouth. But otherwise, we try to give them the holy name. So therefore, what Prabhupada says is very true. He is not speculating here. It is the highest movement for the benediction of human society, and we all can relate to this. I'm sure we all can relate to this. Otherwise, it was not easy for us to connect to Krishna. For the mere fact that we are sitting here and understanding such a glorious literature, which was not even available for people outside Brahminical caste. Can you believe this? Bhagavata Purana was not allowed outside at all. Now here we are discussing Bhagavata Purana everywhere. It is only after ISKCON started preaching Bhagavatam, every sampradaya is putting their lectures online now. Aap sab log online aa gaye. Huh? Why? We are the leaders. We are called trailblazers. Prabhupada is a trailblazer in preaching. Therefore, a great saint from the Madhva Sampradaya said, he is a real Madhva. This is what our acharyas wanted to do. But somehow we have gone into the grasp of casteism and they are still very prevalent in the modern society. So therefore, Prabhupada says that, Prabhupada culminates to say, we have to understand that it is very important that everything happens by Krishna's desire. Yadrachaya lokam imam. Everything happens by Krishna's desire. In fact, there's one episode in the Mahabharata, I'll discuss that, I'll share that and then stop here. In the Stita Pragya section, Krishna, when Arjuna asks, Stita Pragyasya ka bhasha, how does a person who is in the elevated stage of consciousness, who is equipoised, what is his stage? How does he walk? How does he look? How does he talk? How does he behave? What is his behavior? How can I identify such a person? That's what Arjuna asks. And Krishna says a beautiful verse after that. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyevatmanah tushtah stita pragnas tadduchyate. And Krishna also says there is another verse. Dukheshva anudhviknamanah sukheshu vigatasprahah vitaraga bhayakrodah sthitadir muniruchyate. One defining factor of this material existence is three things. Raga, bhaya and krodha. These are the three things on which the entire material world is based on. Raga means attachment to something material, I'm attached to my body, I'm attached to my looks, I'm attached to my intelligence, I'm attached to my speech, I'm attached to my capabilities, I'm attached to my money, my wealth, my fortune, my abilities, whatever, people get attached to it. And then raga, bhaya, if I start losing it, then I become fearful. When there is a streak of grey hair, immediately, I'm getting old. Fear. There is fear. Wrinkles. Fear aa gaya. Let me color it. Quickly color it. Now I am young again. Let me cover the wrinkles. Now I am young again. Hey, look at me. I'm still that same 20-year-old boy or a girl, you see. So this is bhaya. And then, if those desires do not get fulfilled, there is krodha. Anger. Krishna says, one who is beyond this three, vita means who is viparita to this, vita raga bhaya krodha sthitadir muniruchyate. He is a sthitadir. He's unabated, he's unshaken by the happenings of this material universe. And he knows that everything is happening because of the desire of the Lord. And everything is happening because of my karma. In Mahabharata, when Karna, Karna's episode, when Karna is fighting Arjuna, his chariot gets stuck, his wheel gets stuck. And then he says, hey Arjuna, I'll get down and remove my wheel. Till then, hold on your arrows. So he gets down and he's trying to lift the chariot and move his wheel along with his charioteer. When he's lifting, Krishna says, shoot and kill that rascal. Karna says, what? Krishna, you can't be so adharmi. Why, you are asking him to shoot while I'm nihatta, while I don't have weapons? This is not Krishna at all. This is not, you are becoming an adharmi, Krishna. You are teaching your disciple to become an adharmi. Then Krishna says, I am not an adharmi, Karna. Every jiva in this material world will get what they sow. Aam bove ped babul ke aam kahan se khaye. When you have sown the seeds of hatred, envy, jealousy, you will get back the same. Where was your righteousness when 15 Maharathis, Atirathis killed Abhimanyu when he was Nihatta? Did you not stab 15 times into Abhimanyu's chest, a small boy of 15 years old? Did you not stab him 15 times, Karna? Where was the righteousness then? Where was dharma then? You did not preach about dharma then. Now when you are in that situation, you are talking about dharma. You will get what you have sown. You have sown the seeds of adharma, Karna, and the same karma will come back to you, and you will be killed by adharma. It is not my doing, Karna, Krishna says. It is your own karma. I only facilitate it through my prakriti. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Krishna says, but there is only one solution. What is that? Which Arjuna had done. And which Prabhupada writes in the end of the purport. Prabhupada writes, Mamevaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Only who surrenders to Krishna, not that he is an extreme powerful controller that we have to go and surrender. Oh, my dear Lord, I surrender to you, so therefore protect me. No, out of love. When we surrender out of love, then such devotees out of love seek nothing else apart from service of Krishna, not even becoming an apavarga. I don't even want liberation. Narayana parasarve na kutaschana bibhyati svargapavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshinaha. Means swarga apavarga naraka, you put me anywhere, my dear Lord, all I require is your seva. I don't care whether I am in hell as well. So this is the state of a devotee. Why? Because his intense desire to serve Krishna is so much, it doesn't matter what I desire, all I desire is service to you, my dear Lord. So it is this love which overcomes fear of material existence. So therefore, prema only overcomes bhaya. Only there is one prema which can overcome bhaya. To become abhaya, we have to develop the love of Godhead. So that is what Prabhupada culminates to say, this sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuya. This should be the goal of life. One should aim for this, to develop unalloyed love for Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So with this, I'll stop here. If there are any, and I thank you all for eagerly lending your, I'm very fortunate, because when I have to give just one mouth, each of you are giving me 2 ears. So I'm very benefited by this interaction. So thank you very much. If there are any questions, comments, or corrections, we can discuss it for a few minutes. Yes, Viraj.
I have another example of when you said that your friend did not tell you to chant. One time, I think Ramanujacharya's, I think maybe Ghoshtipurna or Mahapurna, he gave Ramanuja a secret mantra and said, do not give it to anyone. But then the next day, he stood on top of the temple and said, and told everybody that mantra.
Why? Because his spiritual master said, this mantra will liberate you from this material existence. He says, anybody who chants this mantra will get liberated? He said, yes. Then he went and told this to everyone so that everyone gets liberated. But he said, his spiritual master also said, if you give this mantra to anyone else, then all their karma will come to you and you will suffer in hell because of their karma, but they will get liberated. So this warning also was given to Shripada Ramanujacharya. He said, it's okay, I'm happy to take the karma of every jiva, and so let the Lord liberate them, and I'm happy to suffer in this material. So all great acharyas, even Srila Prabhupada, have you heard of Prabhupada's? This episode was there in Prabhupada's life as well. You all know that? One astrologer came running to Prabhupada from South India. He came to Prabhupada
Prabhupada was almost in his last stages of his pastimes, he wanted to meet Srila Prabhupada, and his disciples said, no, we can't allow you to meet him. Then he said, no, I have to tell something very important. I know why Prabhupada is sick. So he went to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, I want to tell you, you have installed a murti of yourself and people are worshipping it while you are on this planet. Do you know what it means? Every person who is worshipping you is transferring his karma to you and you are taking it. And Prabhupada laughs. You know why? He says, do you think I don't know it? The guy was shocked. So what does it mean? So Prabhupada wanted that. Prabhupada wanted to take karma of everyone. Of course, he did not openly say that, but this is what we have. We are so fortunate to be in this moment. Not that we are come here to transfer our karma to Srila Prabhupada, but yes, we are fortunate to be in a movement where Prabhupada also is the same mood. Thank you, Viraj. Thank you for saying such a beautiful example. Okay, yes, Saviour. Can you give the mic to Saviour?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned when we have a single pointed desire, Krishna will fulfill it at the cost of anything. And Prabhu, also Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he will not give us what we desire but what we need. And I have also heard in lectures, Krishna wants us in Goloka more than we desire to be in Goloka. So Prabhu, I was wondering, in Prahlad Maharaj pastime, when Narasimha Dev appears, he tempts Prahlad Maharaj to take some benediction, at least one. So then why is Narasimha Dev tempting him to take some desire when he has a single pointed desire to go back home, back to Godhead?
What happened when Narasimha Dev, thank you for the question, what happened when Narasimha Dev asked this to Prahlad Maharaj? What was our reaction? What did we learn from that interaction? We learned that Prahlad Maharaj was unshaken even when the Lord himself tempts. So it was for Narasimha Dev to demonstrate, hey, look at my devotee. Even when I tempt them, they don't want anything. Na kutaschana bhibhyati. Narayana parasarve. I just want your devotional service, my Lord. I don't want any of your benedictions. Nahi chahiye mujhe. I just want your seva. Wherever you want me to be deputed, I'm happy. But I want to remember you. Constant remembrance, constant seva. That's all. I don't want anything else. So, just by that interaction, Narasimha Deva wanted to glorify Prahlad Maharaj. So, his way of glorifying was this. To ask, and then Prahlad rejects. He rejects the Lord's benediction. He says, I don't want it. So, therefore, this is one form of glorification of Prahlad Maharaj, which Narasimha Deva wanted to do. Make sense?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. If no questions, we'll stop here. Granthar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Srimad Sakrapatra Vasakrapasandhi Vaishnava Pyo Namah.
Purusham.